In the 8-week training, I encourage you to practice mindfulness every day. And there's good reason. And to put it simply, to see positive changes in your life, you have to work at it. You're going to be changing the way your brain processes stress. And the only way that happens is with practice. So just watching a few videos, listening to me talking on a webinar, for example, and then carrying on as normal will not do it. I can't do this for you. Only you can make the change happen. So here's a quick rundown of how it actually works. First of all, our reactions and our behaviour is coded into our brain. And different parts of the brain deal with different functions, like identifying threats, storing memories, and rational thinking. And these parts of the brain all retain experience. We learn through experience. So that helps us function in a complex world. So far, so good. But mostly we function automatically. So as a new experience arises, it triggers a learned pattern of reaction. These are habits, and they're hardwired into the brain. And there are two problems with this. First of all, it keeps us a little stuck. We fail to move on and learn from the new experience. Or worse, we can automatically react in a way that's no longer relevant or useful. The embedded habit is past its sell-by date. And if we look back on difficulties we may have experienced in the last 24 hours even, we might reflect that our behaviour was not very skillful, not very kind, maybe not very creative. And stress reactions that stimulate a fight or flight response can actually make cortisol stream through our veins, and that can put us on edge for the rest of the day. So the good news is that we can reprogram our brains. It just means we have to consciously create new habits, like kindness to ourselves and others. And the more we react in positive ways, the more the brain learns a new normal, and it'll start to automate the positive. So what's this got to do with mindfulness? Well, the starting point with making changes is to become better at noticing what the current programs and habits are. And this can be quite subtle. So, for example, maybe a challenging email arrives and that makes us feel a bit tighter in the throat or in the belly. Maybe somebody says something a little bit critical, or we take it to be critical. We mentally feel our hackles rise and we begin to feel aggression arising. And this play of experience and reaction is going on all the time, thousands of times a day. Mindfulness helps us see it. It's only when we pause and feel and reflect that we get insight. And that takes skill. And we build that skill by practicing things like the mindful breathing, the body scan, and the mindful hearing. It's really quite simple. It just takes practice. Later on in the training, we'll look at how to approach difficulties in more detail. But the starting point, the key skill that you need, is this fine-tuned present moment awareness. Traditional mindfulness teaching gets you to sit in meditation for 30 to 40 minutes a day, but most of us can't do that. But there is another way that I've found, and other people I've worked with have found, is just as effective, and you can get at least that amount of time in, and that's to integrate mindfulness into your everyday life. And the key to this is pausing. So every time you pick up a water bottle, put your hand on the mouse, stand up, eat, walk, talk, pee, drive, shower, type, sit down. You just take a few seconds to pause and check in to the physical sensation in your body. That's the clue. You just pause, feel, and reflect. So please begin doing that, develop that skill, and the rest will flow easily. Thanks.